This podcast helps you to understand the threat that Mary, Queen of Scots, posed to Elizabeth after she fled to England in 1568, and the pressure this placed on Catholics. In 1580, there were two queens in England. Mary, Queen of Scots, had fled Scotland in 1568 after the Protestant lords had risen up against her Roman Catholic rule. Rather than helping her cousin regain her throne, Elizabeth kept her under house arrest in England. Mary had been accused of murdering her husband, and powerful Protestants had risen up against her Catholic rule. Elizabeth did not want to fight Scotland, but Mary was next in line to the throne, and English Catholics hoped that she would restore Catholicism on her accession. Mary also provided the focus for plots against Elizabeth. Finally, Mary's presence in England gave the Pope an excuse to excommunicate Elizabeth in 1570. By 1580, Mary had been living in captivity for 12 years. Elizabeth used the fact that she refused to stand trial for her husband's murder to keep her imprisoned. This was difficult for English Catholics. Some turned against their queen, and others believed she should not be kept in captivity. The presence of Mary meant that Catholics were under suspicion, and Walsingham used his spy network to keep Catholics and Mary under observation. After 1580, when the Pope declared it was not a sin for a Catholic to murder Elizabeth, this suspicion and observation became more common. In the 1580s, there were two key plots to overthrow Elizabeth. The first plot was the Throckmorton plot. In 1583, Francis Throckmorton was arrested and tortured. He had been recruited by Robert Persons into a plot against Elizabeth. Throckmorton confessed to working with the Duke of Guise, a powerful French Catholic and a relative of Mary's. The Duke was planning to invade England and put Mary on the throne. He had the support of the Pope and the Spanish King, Philip II. Throckmorton was executed, but as there was no proof that Mary had been involved, she was safe. Soon after this, though, William Cecil encouraged Elizabeth to get Parliament to pass a Bond of Association. This was important, as it meant that Mary could be found guilty of treason, even if she knew nothing of a plot. The second plot was the Babington plot. In 1586, Anthony Babington, a rich Catholic, was persuaded by John Ballard to join a plot to kill Elizabeth and replace her with Mary. Babington hatched an ingenious plan to get coded messages to Mary. He hid the messages in waterproof tubes and placed them in beer barrels that were delivered to the house in Staffordshire where Mary was being held. Walsingham's spy, Thomas Felipes, intercepted the letters, broke the codes, and made copies. He then sent them on to Mary. In early August 1586, Ballard and Babington were arrested. They confessed that Mary knew of the plan. Mary defended herself at her trial on the 12th of October 1586. She claimed the following. She was a queen anointed by God, and no court had the right to try her. None of the original messages existed, and some of them could have been forged, and Babington and Ballard's confessions had been made under torture. Although Mary was found guilty, Elizabeth refused to sign the death warrant for several weeks. When she did, William Cecil sent the warrant straight to Fotheringay, where Mary was executed on the 8th of February, 1587. Elizabeth was furious and said she never meant to execute Mary. Many historians disagree.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder and Stoughton.